Proclamation number 7908, dated the June 3rd, 1961. The end time justifies the gifts of grace. It is an unmerited act of grace that you humans may hear the word from above. For in the time shortly before the end, the human race will have reached a spiritual low level which will necessitate a disintegration of the earthly creation, a transformation and new embodiment of all still constrained spiritual substances as well as the souls which presently live on earth as human beings and, for the most part, are failing in their test of earthly life. People therefore don't strive towards unity with me of their own accord, they keep their distance from me and, in their rejection, are not worthy of being spoken to by me. It is therefore an extraordinary grace that I nevertheless lean down and speak to people, that I also allow my word to be given to those who keep away from me. Hence I forget about their state of unworthiness. I pursue those people who turn away from me precisely because the time of the end has come and because this end signifies a renewed banishment into matter for many human souls which I would still like to avert while there is still time. I call and coax, I let my light ray of love shine in all places, I touch people's hearts with this ray purely in order to make them come to their senses, accept and ponder my words into their hearts and then lives their lives accordingly. I just don't want them to go astray for an infinitely long time again. And this great risk exists, for only a few people have a living faith in me which will protect them from the downfall when the hour of the end has come. For this reason my love grants you this final gift of grace, even though you do not deserve it. And you need only not reject it when my servants want to convey my word to you. Listen to them and reflect without inner resistance on what I say to you. Then you will also be able to gain faith in your God and Creator, which will not be a blind faith. And soon you will feel my love in you as well, because you will not dismiss the impression of thoughts coming to you because you will sense that they correspond to the truth. Simply let go of your inner resistance and you will be saved for time and eternity. Listen to me, and the strength of my word will take effect in you, because my word will illuminate you with divine strength of love. You won't hear empty human words when my messengers bring my gifts of grace to you. Human words are easily discarded, but the words of God exert an influence, provided that the human being does not fight this influence. Therefore I do not expect anything else of you than to listen to me when I come to you myself in the words conveyed to you by my messengers. I do not ask for anything other than that you do not turn away in indignation, but to think about it for once. And I will truly help you to recognize the truth of my word. Your heart will feel addressed by me and your thoughts will gradually turn towards me, your resistance will grow weaker and the strength of my word will begin to take effect in you. Simply surrender your resistance and, truly, I myself will look after every individual person and convey to him words of love and grace, words of support and comfort, words of wisdom, according to his soul's need so that it will recognize me myself in the words brought to people by my messengers. For verily, I say to you, it is the time of the end. And time and again my love and mercy approaches you and you and wants to protect you from the fate of a renewed banishment when the end has come. And therefore I will still shower you with my gifts of grace and will still try to gain anyone whose heart is not yet entirely hardened for me and my kingdom. I will try to reveal myself to him as the most loving God and Father of eternity and he will truly be affected by the ray of my love. He will be able to recognize my word as the Father's voice who wants to help his child, who wants to protect it from the abyss, who still wants to save it before the end has come. Amen.